Proclamation number 6939 of 8th of October, 1957. God's struggle for the world's people. My love and mercy also turn to those people who still think in a completely material way, who walk the earthly path without any spiritual bond, who only evaluate what is visible and tangible to them and unhesitatingly reject everything that cannot be proven. These people need not be exactly bad. They can lead a righteous way of life, but they reject all spiritual influx, which means as much as that they always remain on the same level, that they walk a level path and at the end of their earthly life cannot record any spiritual progress, and the whole earthly course was, as it were, in vain for the soul. For what remains after the death of the body? Hence the soul need not have developed retrogressively and yet does no success to chalk up. It enters the kingdom of the beyond in the same state of maturity in which it started its earthly life, and even there an ascent will be difficult for such souls because their will to reject all instruction is still as strong as on earth. Moreover, its thoughts are also confused. It knows nothing of its physical death, and thus it can rarely only be brought to a different way of thinking through the instruction of spiritual friends, because the views the human being possessed on earth also caused it to become arrogant. I would like to come to their aid while they're still on earth. I would like to give their thought structure a nasty jolt. I would like to let them look into a light. I would just once like to make them also reckon with the possibility of a spiritual world. I want to offer them every assistance in stepping from the flat path, which is aimless, onto that path which leads upwards. I only want to make them realize the worthlessness of all material goods once, so that they seriously consider the purpose and aim of their existence on earth. For especially these people are difficult to guide because everything spiritual, every belief in another world, in a continuation of the soul, only appears to them as a sign of naivety of their fellow human beings, from which they themselves want to be and remain free. And these people are therefore particularly sensitively affected by strokes of fate. The transience of the earthly is so often brought home to them, yet only rarely with success. But the abundance of such events, which will also increase, shall become understandable to you if you also remember the large number of those who have precisely this unspiritual view of life. And if I only win a few of them, if only a few allow themselves to be addressed by me through such strokes of fate, if their direction of vision now changes and they let go of their previous thinking, then I will have achieved much, and the strokes of fate were a blessing. For until the end of every person's life I wrestle for his soul in order to spare it the infinitely long time in the kingdom of the beyond where it is lightless and all efforts made on such souls remain fruitless. What the human being achieves on earth signifies a considerable head start which the soul can no longer catch up with in the beyond. And since precisely these people are in the majority on earth, it is understandable that I have to resort to ever stronger means which you, who are devout, will not be able to explain to you as being based on my love. But you don't know about the hardship of those souls, which can last an infinitely long time. You don't know how valuable one day on earth is when you consciously strive towards the aim, and how many days are thus lived completely uselessly by those whom I also want to win for me and my kingdom. And the most painful event can be regarded as the greatest grace if it causes a person to consciously strive towards the aim. For the earth will pass away and nothing will remain for the person who has only ever lived his earthly life. But the spiritual kingdom will remain. Only it can become a tormenting abode for the soul for eternity if it closes itself when its light is brought. Amen.